Off the ball. Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say, no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's final whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
And welcome along to Off the Ball's Final Whistle, your one-stop shop for all the weekend's reaction to the All-Ireland Hurling Final. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from the victorious Tipperary team who upset all the odds and defeated Munster rivals Cork in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final at Croke Park. We'll also hear from the losing camp as Cork's long wait for All-Ireland success lingers on. Tipperary are All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions for the first time since 2019 after a stunning second-half comeback toppled 14-man Cork in their first ever final meeting. Cork, the Munster and League Champions, came in as hot favourites and led 116 to 13 points at the break, aided by Shane Barrett's superb goal right on the stroke of half-time. Despite this advantage, their 21-year wait for the Liam McCarthy Cup will now continue. Tipperary roared back in the second half. John McGrath, who is now 7-16 in the championship, netted two goals. Darren McCarthy, the flawless 20-year-old, contributed 113, including a crucial penalty after Owen Downey received a second yellow card for fouling McGrath with 15 minutes remaining. Though the first half was competitive, Tipperary hit 9 wides to Cork's 5. The second half was dominated by the Premier. They outscored Cork 3-14 to 2 points in a remarkable turnaround, with the Rebels not registering their second and final score of the half until the 66th minute. The emphatic victory secures Tipperary's 29th All-Ireland title, their 4th since the Rebels won their last. For Cork, it's a devastating second consecutive All-Ireland final defeat and their 5th final loss since their last triumph in 2005. The roaring start that Tipperary made in the second half was the winning of the game, and their Bannisdore Liam Cahill told Off the Ball's GAA correspondent Tommy Rooney that fortune favours the brave and that his men displayed it in spades.
I suppose, look, the goal before half time, it was a fair sucker punch, not really hurling that well, I suppose. Left a few chances behind us, kind of hit away the ball when we could have maybe been braver and played it. You hear me saying that the whole time, being a little bit braver, playing it maybe one more pass to make sure that we could get it inside properly, especially the way we set up, which I'm sure you're going to ask me about later on. and then to win at half time, you know, that huge Cork roar going in at half time after they hitting us for the goal. And a testament to our guys again. You heard me say it a couple of times all year, lads. Into that dressing room at half time, and you could see the desire in their eyes to say that, you know, that scoreboard should be a little bit closer. And we believed, genuinely believed, once we were in 5 or 6 of them at half time, that we'd have a great chance once we'd start the second half. And we started the second half like a rocket. Got a bit of luck, I think, that free from Patrick Horgan on Hawkeye went wide, and it gave you a little bit of oxygen. We got a score or two, suddenly it was back to 4. And then steps John McGrath again, and we get into our flow then, and I think we've been threatening to do that quite a while. I wouldn't say threat, you know, not bringing that consistency, but I thought the second half we brought real consistency to what we do. And I'm looking in at them, you know, after 12-15 minutes of the second half, I look at my watch and I'm looking in at a team that I see training every night with me, and I'm saying now they're starting to really express themselves. And and then obviously once we got the numerical advantage to us, but then you could never be sure with Cork, like, you know, they could cut you open in 2 minutes and 2 seconds actually. So you never had a one looking at the watch 55-60 minutes to choose, would it just get to 70 minutes please as soon as possible. but anyway we're here, really proud to be associated with this group of players, really proud to have been given the honour to bring through this crop. And it's been a tough road, but just immensely proud of everybody involved, the whole collective. I'm not going to go into it again. You heard me say it already this year around what had to happen. And just a reward. Fortune favours the brave, I think, and our hurlers were really brave today.
And even though Tip trailed by 6 at half time, Cahill said that the message at the break was to keep doing what they were doing.
The message at half time was, and you know, was to stay doing what we were doing. Now we had we had contemplated maybe after 15 minutes of the second half, it wasn't going our way, reverting to plan B, which had been three across midfield and abandon the plus one and try and kick on. But we got great traction in the first 15 minutes with the plus one still, and a few chances that maybe we didn't convert in the first half started to go over, and the gap started to appear, and young Darren Mack was like a little hare running around, and Jake was starting to come alive, and Jason and John, and it all started to come together. Connor Stegman had ran himself into the ground at midfield, and Sam O'Farrell was starting to get on top of maybe Fitzgibbon, and we were saying leave it alone, and suddenly you're six out, and you're heading for home, which is what we discussed and spoke about.
And cornerback Mikey Breen said that the Cork goal just before half time woke Tip up.
That second half, I don't know, I think the goal before half time really woke us up. Like, we've been playing reasonably well in the first half. Hit a couple of wides, I guess, that we should have been nailing down. But we were kind of happy at half time. We said we had possession, we had opportunities to score, but just didn't finish them. But that second half, I think we just attacked everything. Like, everything was our last ball earlier, and we just attacked it, and it came off Trump.
Breen said that in the second period, they just let it flow.
There was one switch all right in personnel, Craig and Brian switch, and that was it. But we played what we talked about all year, and we just let it flow. And it was that second half was so enjoyable to play it in.
This has not been a quick fix for Tipperary, a team which finished bottom of the Munster round robin last season. Jason Ford, who scored two important points today, says that there are several factors behind the resurgence in their fortunes.
It's a number of things. I suppose this is Liam's third year with this group of players. The couple of younger lads that we're after finding, exceptional players. Three players in Dara, Sam and Ocean that we didn't have last year. We just went back to the grindstone. We trained really, really hard. We've been finishing all the games really strong. And I put that down to the work that our S&C has done with us. That, like you said, when it comes down to the last 10 minutes, we backed that we have the legs, the boys to come in off the bench to finish the job as well. So it's a number of things. We were so hurt after last year. Tip is obviously such a mad hurling county, and a lot of us are living in, close to the big towns and stuff, and that's where you're going, you're meeting people, and you were going around last year. I remember meeting Jack Morris a couple of weeks after, and he was like, you're nearly ashamed going around the place to show your face around, because the manner, I suppose, that we went out, and we said it as a group all year, there's nobody going to come and save us. We had to go back and put in the work and drag ourselves up out of it, and thank God we did.
And Ford further elaborated on the conversations he had on whether he would come back this season.
Well, it wasn't talking me around anyway, but it was a very honest conversation. And I suppose after the season finished, you're meeting a lot of people, and they're kind of nearly, geez, are you going to bother going back, kind of thing, and nearly writing you off that you were finished. But like I just said, when I met Liam like that, you couldn't leave things like that. For the year that we had, having played with Tip for 13 seasons and won All-Irelands and things like that, to leave it on that note just wouldn't have felt right. And like that, you could see the glimmer of hope there with the younger players that were coming. And just when I met Liam, you got a really good sense that there was going to be no stone left unturned to get the thing back. Like, look, you need a bit of luck in these situations too. There was nobody saying, talking about winning All-Irelands, can we get this thing, get a bit of pride back in the jersey, get out of Munster, get that bit of, as I said, reconnect with the Tipperary supporters. But a lot of tough months put down last year after that, but just makes it all the sweeter now.
And Breen says that 12 months ago in Tip, they tended to keep their heads down. This winter, it'll be different.
Yeah, it did inspire us, but what the narrative is going to be, and 12 months ago we were walking down the street and kind of you're ducking and diving for people because you don't want to have the conversations. And all it took was as Liam said earlier, we'd get into the trenches, we'd get the work done, and that was simply it. We knew where we were last year, put it that way. So yeah, we did know what the outside noise was, to answer your question.
Darren McCarthy put in one of the great All-Ireland final performances in either code, notching 113. Breen said in big moments, big players step up, just what McCarthy did.
And to win finals, you need big moments and big players, and they stood up. Like you speak about Dara there, he's on the field every day for hours in freezing. That's no exaggeration. Anybody would tell you he's down, he's practicing. And you could see there today, he was just taking his time, he was doing his thing, and he was putting the ball over the bar, and that was it. And I know he was getting jeers from the crowd, but he didn't hear it, he blocked it out.
One player who was looking down with pride was former Tipperary Intercounty star and proud Clonolty Rossmore man Dylan Quirk. Quirk was just 24 years old when he collapsed and died during a club championship match at Simple Stadium. He had a profound impact not only on his family, friends and teammates, but also through the charity set up in his honour, the Dylan Quirk Foundation, which continues to offer cardiac screening that can help prevent sudden adult death syndrome by identifying heart conditions at an early stage before they cause symptoms. The logo of the foundation is emblazoned on much of the Tipperary gear, including on the Bannister bib Cahill wears on the sideline, and he paid tribute to him in the midst of the post-match celebrations.
Look, Dylan is with us every day, you know. When we started out on this journey in 2023, we were all hit with that devastating tragedy of what happened to Dylan. I was 50 yards from it the day it happened in Simple Stadium, and I'll never forget it. And it had a huge effect in our dressing room. It had a huge effect, and it was a really difficult year, 2023 and 2024, around everybody trying to cope with it in their own way. And like today, I got a text from Dan, his dad, coming up the road to wish me luck, and I just said that Dylan will be on all our shoulders today, regardless what happens in the result. And you know, he should be with us today, but the legacy he's leaving and the work that he's doing to save lives across Ireland at the moment through his name and the foundation is just incredible. And today, I never flinched at any stage on the line. Once he was across my chest, I knew that, you know, we would be battling right to the end. And I'm just so proud to have had an input into his life for the short number of years he was with us.
And Cahill also paid tribute to Cork and their boss Pat Ryan, as they brought so much colour and excitement to the 2025 championship.
Because, to be fair to Cork, you know, all week, I can only imagine what it has been like for Pat and his management team and everybody to try and manage that expectation. It's huge, you know. And like, Cork have been superb all year, league champions, Munster champions, bringing massive crowds back to the stands, and you know, as I said to Pat after, like, I wish it was anybody bar him, you know, that I was shaking hands with today, to be fair, because he's put so much into it. He's after having a difficult year as well personally, but I know that Cork team will be back, and I know that Cork will have their day in the sun soon, and you know, we're just proud that it wasn't today and that Tip thankfully got over the line.
Cork boss Pat Ryan said that Tip blew them away in the second half.
Just got overworked, really, to be honest with you. Look, they got great momentum behind themselves. Got a few scores, got the crowd behind them, and got a couple of breaks of the ball there, the couple of goals they got, and obviously the sending off. So, look, credit to Tipperary. Do you know what I mean? They came out, really worked really, really, really hard. We were in a good position at half time, but look, got blown away in the second half.
Ryan added that they couldn't wrestle the momentum back as Tip powered on.
Yeah, in a great position, yeah. And look, just look, once the momentum goes against you, it's hard to get it back. And we just didn't wrestle it back. And unfortunately, look, Tipperary were in the ascendancy. And, you know, like really, really good teams, they put us to the sword.
And Ryan paid credit to the Tip work rate.
Maybe I was wrong in saying luck. No, in fairness, there was a lot of good play by Tipperary that won that game. Look, it had absolutely nothing to do with it. But look, the harder you work, the more breaks come for you and the more balls fall into your hands. And in fairness, they worked really, really hard, used the ball really, really well, and put us under pressure on their own puck out, especially in the first half, in the second half, and put us really under a big pressure on their puck out in the second half as well. So look, credit to Tipperary. You know, disappointing for our fellas.
That is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Remember, if you want to hear even more reaction to the weekend's action, Colm Buhig, Ger Gilroy and Arthur O'Dea will be with you on Off The Ball Breakfast from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. The Hurling Pod with Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy and James Skell will review not just the game, but also the entire year's action. Just search the Hurling Pod wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. The Football Pod with Tommy Rooney, James O'Donoghue and Paddy Andrews will preview next weekend's All-Ireland Football Final. Owen Shane will be back on your radios on Off the Ball from 7pm tomorrow evening and each weeknight. I will be back with more reaction next Sunday to next weekend's All-Ireland Football Final on Off the Ball's Final Whistle. I'm David Wilson. Thanks for listening.